Yeah, my name is John Amatic. I'm truly grateful to be here today, clean and recovering through the grace of God, this fellowship, and people in the room just like these. You know, when Cliff, you know, texted me and asked me to come up here and, you know, do a workshop, you know, that was the farthest thing from my mind. You know, my will was to come up here, you know, and have me a good time, you know, go to the workshops, you know, just, you know, the speaker meetings and, you know, all that good stuff. You know, I'm nervous as hell right now. You know, and I done, you know, did a lot of workshops since I've been up here, you know, and, you know, and I've been seeing the crowd of people in the workshops and all like that here, you know, and, you know, they all have been real full, you know, and then I look at the workshop here, I say, you know, thank God for God's will. Because just the way I want it. You know. Because I know how I can get. You know, I want a couple of signs so profound, like I know something. Want to make folk, you know, buy the heads, you know, hell, he know what he's talking about. You know, I used to be in meetings, you know, and I used to see guys sharing and everything, and, you know, you have the newcomers in there, you know, and, you know, they be sharing their butt off. You know, and every now and then, you know, you see the newcomer, they're shaking their head, doing that, and, you know, have you ever, you know, had a car, I had an old car, you know, I had an old, you know, a dog back there in the back, you know, and every time you drive, you know, it start bouncing the head and stuff like that, you know, and you know, that's just the way them newcomers were, you know. You know, they was excited, you know, they was hearing something, you know, they probably never heard before, you know, and they was agreeing with every damn thing, you know. And that's just the way I was, you know. When I first came around, I agreed with everything, you know. You know, until somebody told me, you know, take what you need, you know, and leave the rest behind, and maybe later on you might need to go pick that up too. You know, and I've been picking up stuff ever since I've been here, you know, and I'm so grateful, you know, to be here, you know, and Cliff was sharing about, you know, how we met. You know, I was working at the VA Medical Center in Dublin, Georgia, you know, and I just retired after 41 years. You know, and them first 15 years were hell, y'all. You know, I used to walk around there stealing food out the folks, you know, refrigerators and, you know, and taking the patient's money. You know, I worked at a hospital, you know, a medical center, you know, and, you know, stealing from the patients. And I did all that, y'all, you know, just to get high. You know, finding ways and means to get one more, you know. And I remember one time, you know, me and a partner of mine, you know, it was late at night, you know, about 12 o'clock at night, you know, I need some damn money. So it was a patient at the VA, you know, I used to go to him and get money, you know, and I was, you know, working in housekeeping at the VA at the time, you know, and I remember, I go to the closet where the, you know, the cot at and everything, you know, we're cleaning cot. So 12 o'clock at night, I went to the damn closet, you know, and I got the cleaning cot. You know, and I was pushing it down the ward area where the patient was. You know, and I stopped the cot by the patient room, and I went, that man cut me out. He said, what in the hell are you doing in my room this time of damn night? I said, I need to hold something. You know, and he told me $50, you know, and, you know, 30 minutes later, you know, $50 was gone, just like that. You know, but I had to identify, you know. You know, because, you know, I didn't come here and bring with a lot of love, honesty, open-mindedness. You know, I come here with a lot of pain. You know, pain is what brought me in here. You know, I was going through so much out there, you know, and sleeping in ditches and, you know, and I remember one night, you know, I had, you know, this young lady and, you know, we had a big old trampoline in the backyard and I was out there, you know, me and her, you know, in our birthday suits. And, You know, my mama came out there. You know, and she wanted a cigarette. You know, and the men and ladies was out there. I said, damn. You know, and I gave my mama a cigarette, you know, and she went on about her business. You know, but my mama passed in 2013. You know, and I thank God for this fellowship, the love of this fellowship. You know, and they were right there with me through it all. You know, I had two of the guys was pallbearers. You know, one of the guys, you know, got up and spoke at the funeral. You know, and that's what I found out about Narcotic Anonymous. You never have to do nothing alone. Because always somebody out there, you know, if you ask for help, you'll get help. If you don't ask for help, we don't know if you need help or not. You know, I had to humble myself down, you know, and come here and ask for help. Because I was a sick puppy when I got here, y'all. I was two up on the floor, man, you know. But I thank God for this fellowship. You know, and I remember, you know, when we used to have our birthday celebration, you know, I used to buy my mama, you know, an NA t-shirt. You know, my mama loved them t-shirts, you know, and she wore them t-shirts. You know, and we talk about our level tradition. You know, it talks about our public relations policy based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. You know, and one thing that really, you know, hit me was, you know, that attraction. You know, when I came in here, you know, I was, you know, not that good at it. You know, I cut the damn fool in the meetings, and you know, and people still love me. You know, I had a sponsee, you know, we was at a business meeting, you know, and we was, you know, going over some business of the group and everything, and all of a sudden he got mad. And I got mad. He picked up a chair and I picked up a chair. You know, and everybody in the group was looking at us and all like that, and then all of a sudden, the place where we were meeting at was a church, the fellowship hall, you know, and they had the kitchen area back there. You know, and they had knives and stuff back there. You know, so, you know, he got up out of his chair, and he went back there in the kitchen area. So I turned the damn around and was looking at him, you know. I said, I hope we don't go back there and get no knives, you know. You know, so after the business meeting, you know, was over, you know, I grabbed him, you know, and I hugged him. You know, and that right there lets me know, you know, we can go through things here, you know. We can disagree without being disagreeable. We can argue, we can fuss, you know, but we don't have to fight. You know, we can hug each other, you know. And since I've been up here at this convention, you know, I was thinking about that while I was sitting there, you know. I ain't seen nobody argue yet. I've been walking around, you know, and I ain't seen nobody cuss nobody out. I ain't seen no fights. You know, I ain't seen no knives. I ain't seen no guns. You know, I ain't seen none of that since I've been up here. You know, and that's that attraction. You know, we can be civilized people today. You know, we ain't got to, you know, resort back to our old behavior. You know, and I found out one thing, you know, we can go back to our sick behavior. Without even using drugs, man. You know, I don't have to use drugs to cut the food today. You know, I can cut the food without even putting any, you know, drugs in my system. You know, and I want to read a little bit about this here. You know, and one of the beautiful things about this here tradition led me is, you know, I was a PI chair for our area, you know, for a few years. And, you know, I got a chance to, you know, go into, you know, jails and, you know, start meetings and stuff like that with the H&I chair called the PI and HI works together. You know, I got a chance, you know, to go in jails and, you know, do some H&I work and public information work and stuff like that, you know. And one thing I love about service, you know, service may not keep you clean, but a damn sure help you stay clean. Because I found out one thing about service, you know, I'm the GSR of my group now. And I mess around there, you know, and go out and pick up all that is going down the drain. I can't be no more of service, you know, for us holding a service position in my group. You know, because we don't do that in Narcotica now. You know, you use, you lose. You know, and I had to find that out in the rooms of Narcotic Anonymous, you know. But the thing about this, you know, tradition is, you know, it's a beautiful tradition. You know, we talk about press, radio, and films. And, you know, and I remember I went to the, you know, Currie Harrow. You know, that's the paper in our area. You know, and I put our group meetings in the paper. You know, we can do that. You know, we got do's and don'ts that we can do in Narcotic Anonymous, you know, for us, you know, displaying, you know, literature and stuff like that, you know, and I'm so grateful, you know, that, you know, I was taught, you know, I was the vice chair first, then I became the chair, you know, and I remember me and the chairperson, we rode all the way to Savannah, you know, to, you know, a convention down there, and at the convention they had a workshop on public information, you know, and I was so grateful, you know, that I was a part of something that saved lives, you know, and one thing about this program, you know, it saved my life, you know. I can't repay back what this program done gave me, you know. I wouldn't take this program for nothing in the world. Since I've been involved with Narcotic Anonymous, you know, I'm married now. You know, me and my wife, you know, been married close to 19 years. You know, and I never thought in my wildest dreams that I could stay with one woman. I never thought that. You know, because when I was out there, you know, hey, you know, find ways and means to get more. You know, that's just the way it was with me, you know. When I came in the rooms of Narcotic Anonymous, y'all showed me a better way. You know, I can be faithful. You know, I can be trustworthy. You know, I can be loving. You know, I can be kind. You know, and I'm so grateful today, you know, that I had peoples in my life that God did for me what I couldn't do for myself. You know, He put peoples in my life that mold me, you know, and get me out of that old sick behavior I was in, you know. You know, and I started doing service early on in recovery. You know, I had a sponsor. You know, and I remember the first time, you know, that, you know, a GSRA position came over in our group. You know, with my attitude and my personality, you know, they didn't want me to be no part of it. But that sponsor, you know, thank God for sponsorship. You know, that sponsor told him, you know, hey, you know, that's your GSRA right there. Let him be the GSRA. You know, and they voted me in because my sponsor, you know, was right there for me. You know, but as time went on, you know, and just being a part of this fellowship, you know, and being a part of service, that's what that, you know, tradition is all about, being of service. You know, going out there, you know, letting people know, you know, that there's a better way. You know, and I've been to, you know, jails. You know, I've been to prison. You know, I done did all that, trying to carry a message of hope that an addict, in addict, can stop using drugs, lose his eye to use, and find a new way to live, you know. This program was about living. You know, before I came here, I was trying to kill myself. And all of a sudden, y'all told me, you know, you can live without the use of drugs. And I didn't believe that in the beginning. Now, hell, I said, how in the hell are you going to live without drugs when I've been doing drugs all my damn life? Ever since I know how to use, you know. But y'all told me, hell, they keep coming back. You know, wet some damn steps. You know, don't pick up, don't get high. I said, don't pick up, you won't get high. I said, damn, is that easy? Simple program for complicated people. And I can complicate the hell out of a little simple thing like that. You know. But today, you know, I'm so grateful for this fellowship. I'm grateful for the tradition. It talks about this tradition deal with our relationship to those outside the fellowship. It tells us how to conduct our efforts at the public level. Our public image consists of what we have to offer, a successful, proven way of maintaining a drug-free lifestyle. While it's important to reach out as many people as possible, it is imperative for our protection that we are careful about advertisement, circulars, and any literature that may reach the public hand. And when I was the PI chair, you know, one of the things that we couldn't do You know, you have do's and don'ts. And one of the things we couldn't do, we couldn't post NA literature on Telegram post. You know, you can't do that. You know, you could. I used to put it in, you know, washing areas. You know, I used to put flyers on the wall and all like that. I could do all that. But certain things you just couldn't do. You know, and I didn't do it. You know, and it talks about our classes that we are success in our own right. At groups, we offer recovery. We have found that the success of our program speaks for itself. This is our promotion. This tradition goes on to tell us we need to maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. This is to protect the membership and the reputation of Narcotics Anonymous. We do not give our last name nor appear in the media as a member of Narcotics Anonymous. No individual inside or outside the fellowship represents Narcotics Anonymous. And that's beautiful. You know, I love that last sentence. No individual inside or outside the fellowship represents Narcotics Anonymous. Because Narcotics Anonymous represents itself. You know, I don't need to go out there with no damn sign on my damn back telling folks, you know, hey, you know, this is my program. You know, I invented Narcotics Anonymous. You know, a lot of times, you know, when I first came around, I used to do crazy shit now, you know. you know, I want that attention. You know, I want people to, you know, say, look at him. You know. He had a name. You know, go right here talking all that good shit and sick as hell. You know, that's just the way it was, man. You know, I came in here with an image. You know, with this program, you know, it kind of, you know, softened me down, you know. And you know that word, humble. You know, I was scared of that damn word, humble and humility. Shit, man, ain't no way in the world I could be humble. You know, listen to other folks and let other folks tell me, you know, that I'm wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, it takes a lot of humility, man, you know, to receive constructive criticism. You know, when people tell you, you know, that you don't know what you're talking about. You know, you need to shut up. You know, I remember I was at a meeting and this guy was sharing some good stuff, you know, and I thought he was talking about me. You know, and after the meeting, you know, I ready to jump on it. But thank God, you know, for another recovering addict. He came up to me and said, hey, you know, that guy wasn't talking about you. You know, he was sharing his spirit and strength and hope. Now, if it affects you, you know, hell, you know, it hurts, you know, where he hit you at. And it hurt him because deep down inside, you know, hey, you know, he was talking about me. Not directly, but indirectly. You know, and that's what this program all about, man. One out of helping another without prayer or less. You know, you only keep what you have by giving away. You know, y'all gave away so much to me, you know, that, you know, I don't know sometimes, you know, how wonderful I am today, you know, how successful, you know, I became, you know, and stuff like that, you know. You know, I got married in 1997, June the 7th, 1997. You know, December 31st, 1997, I had triple bypass, open heart surgery. You know, and they took a vein out of my left leg and, you know, repaired my heart and everything, you know, and I just had gotten married that June the 7th, you know, and, you know, the beauty of this fellowship, you know, that attraction. You know, them people came by my house, they saw about me, you know, they helped me. You know, and I was the treasurer of the group at the time, and I remember, you know, this lady told me, now, you know, we've been around long enough, now time you to come on back and take your position up again, you know, and that's what I had to do, you know. But my wife, she was right there with me the whole time, you know, she took care of me, you know, and that's one thing, you know, I love about this program, you know, that she was there with me, you know, through the hard times. You know, and sometimes, you know, I forget just how grateful I am. You know, they always told me the grass is green on the other side. You better be careful now. You know, and I had to learn that. You know, and I was, you know, at the high school. I got a son, you know, when I married my wife, I had three children, and, one of the, young men was 9 years old when we got married, and he became a professional football player. He's a professional football player now, And the thing about that was, while I was working at the VA, one of the ladies out there was selling some Sports Illustrated, for a son, a grandson, and, subscription and stuff. So I got a prescription. My son had some tennises, down to us, since he's a football player, he got this endorsement. We get free tents and all that free stuff, and I went to the Super Bowl, and all that good stuff, And they sent a Sports Illustrated magazine, the bikini issue. And I was sitting at the table, and doing some shoes and stuff, with my wife, and she brought the Sports Illustrated, in the kitchen area, and she slammed it on the damn table. And she said, "What it did?" I said, "Hell, it's the Sports Illustrated." "Well, did this magazine come to this house?" My wife got hysterical. She ready to put me out over a damn Sports Illustrated magazine. And I sat there at the table being humble as I possibly can, listening to all her cussing. And I said, "Damn, them children may get a look at it and all that, but she's making up all kinds of stuff about a damn Sports Illustrated magazine bikini issue." I said, "Damn, this woman need a damn program. What's in that damn do, And I remember this brother, he shared some stuff with me, he used to get in a big argument with his wife, and he said, "Sometimes, you just need to cool it, man. They're gonna come back and apologize to you." That's what my wife did. She came back and apologized, said, "Hey, I was wrong. Because I didn't run my damn mouth. I learned how to shut up. Y'all told me, sometimes you need to just shut your damn mouth and don't say nothing, and just sit there and listen." And that's what I had to do. But, I'm so grateful, for this fellowship, and this tradition. And, I know I ain't, touched on it like I wanted to. My intention was 11 steps. With this brother here, he gonna do the 11 steps. See, I've been standing on the 11 step the whole time. Then things changed on me, so, But they told me, hey, the message is gonna be delivered regardless, and that's what I'm so grateful for, this fellowship. See, y'all still here, y'all ain't walked out there, so I must say something. y'all, I must have said something to keep y'all in y'all damn seats. But I'm grateful, y'all. I'm grateful for the Chesapeake, for Tom McGarry. I'm grateful, Cliff, asking me to come down and, just share a little bit, Yeah, you ain't got to share a lot. Just share a little. Sometimes, some things are better left unsaid. That's why I'm grateful for this fellowship. Y'all told me, that I could smile. I used to be the meanest looking joker you want to see. But another recovering addict, I was coming down the hallway in my job when I was working. He said, "Man, do you ever smile?" And I remember I read in our basic text, "Read each other's eyes and ears." So you never know who's watching you. That's where that attraction come in. Promotion. We don't have to promote narcotic anonymous. It promotes itself. Look around, y'all. Look at these beautiful people here, man. I ain't had so much damn fun in my life. Boy. Shit, boy, if we get in a better hell, I couldn't stand it. I'm going to say this, I'm going to close it, but I was at the registration when we first got here. And you ever had goosebumps? You know that feeling inside of you, that joy. Have you ever been looking at a program on TV and you just start crying for no reason at all? That's the way I felt when I was at that registration line. I saw all them damn peoples in there, man. I said, "Damn, this what they talking about. This is Narcotic Anonymous at its best. I love y'all. If nobody told y'all they love you, then I love you. Like I tell all of them, I love you what you're trying to do for yourself. Just stay clean one day at a time. Thank y'all.